At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Show me the science with Professor Luke O'Neill.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to Show Me the Science, my weekly podcast. Now, this week, something very special. I'm going to tell you all about the science of CERN and the Large Hadron Collider. The reason for this is Ireland has joined CERN at last, and us scientists have been pressing for that. We're now an associate member. Now, what that means is we put some money in, that's part of it, and then our scientists can use and study and spend time in the Large Hadron Collider, and companies as well, by the way, which I'll come on to because there's kind of an industrial aspect to this as well, will get access to all the technology and all the stuff that's going on there. So it's great that Minister Lawless, who deserves credit for this, has signed us on into the Large Hadron Collider. So I thought I'd tell you all about it and what it is. It's a remarkable thing, and I've been talking about it for years, actually. And in one of my books, Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Science, I have a whole chapter on it. It is the largest machine ever built. Let's start with that. That's the first remarkable thing about it. And us humans, we build lots of machines, obviously. But this is the largest machine ever built. What does it do? It does a single thing. It clashes protons together. Now, that sounds quite exotic, doesn't it? But what it does is it strips out protons. Now, remember, protons are subatomic particles. It speeds them up to massive speeds. And then two go around in opposite directions and finally bump into each other. And then when they bump into each other, they release other particles. It's a bit like two billiard balls, I guess, smashing into each other. And what it's all about is understanding the very basis for matter itself. And, of course, the massive success story was one of these particles is called the Higgs boson. And that had been theorized about, and lo and behold, in 2012, it was discovered at CERN as a result of these protons clashing. And I'm going to give you a bit more on that as well. Now, what is it? It's a big European thing, first of all, of course. It's the European Organization for Nuclear Research. That's what CERN stands for. It's near Geneva, just outside Geneva. And by the way, Nick Cave has written a famous song about the Large Hadron Collider, and it's one of the best science songs that we know about, actually. Nick's great song, and he describes a car journey to CERN and his thoughts on the Large Hadron Collider. Check out Nick Cave's song. But what it is 27 kilometers circular tunnel underground, 100 meters below ground. Can you imagine? They dug a big tunnel, and it's circular, and it's 27 kilometers long, right? And then they send around the protons around this 27 kilometer area, and then the protons clash off each other, as I say. So it's quite a remarkable thing, really, that it was constructed in that way. It opened in 2008, so it's been going for quite a few years now. And they knew that to get the protons to hit off each other, they have to be going very, very fast. Now, again, you can imagine the billiard ball analogy, I guess. And the speed they get to is 99.999991% of the speed of light. So it's very, very close to the speed of light. Now, again, any physicist will tell you you cannot go beyond the speed of light for whatever reason. So you can get very close to it, but you can't go beyond it. And remember, the speed of light is extremely fast. So you're speeding up these protons and they smash into each other. And the second thing that's remarkable about it is it's extremely cold. And the temperature is kept colder than outer space. 1.9 degrees Kelvin on the Kelvin scale, or on centigrade, it's minus 271 degrees centigrade. It has become very cool, I think, to keep things a bit under control, seems to be the reason for the temperature being so low. And the other really remarkable thing is magnets. So what they do is they have all these magnets, they're superconducting magnets. They're turned on and they're the things that drive the protons around and round, I guess is the idea here. And they're some of the most powerful magnets ever invented. 100,000 times Earth's gravity, to give you an idea of the pull on these magnets. A remarkable amount of a magnetic field compared to the Earth, 100,000 times, can you imagine? And those magnets get turned on, the temperature drops, and now the protons are sent flying and they start clashing. Billions and billions of protons, of course, are going around and around and around and clashing into each other. Now, once they clash, you've got to detect what's coming off them, and there are four detectors. Again, huge machines. Some of these are 10 stories high, these detection machines. One is called Atlas. Another one's called Alice. It seems like a nicer name. One is called LHCb. And then there was CMS to give the four names. And these are the detectors. and they're detecting whatever's coming off the protons when they clash. Now, the other remarkable thing here is, and CERN is very famous, you probably know, for the World Wide Web. Tim Berners-Lee was working in CERN when he invented that. And that's important because these people are massive into computer science because the amount of data coming off these experiments is remarkable. So they're really, they're pioneers in terms of developing data storage. And there's one example, actually, of a usefulness in this. Now, you might wonder, why are we doing this? There's all unusual benefits have come from it. One is the World Wide Web. That wouldn't have been invented if it wasn't for CERN. And it wouldn't be on our computers all the time. The second thing is, though, data analysis and data storage. Now, one experiment can produce 30 petabytes of data. Now, I won't go into the details of how big a petabyte is, but you need 170 separate data centers in 40 countries to store all the data. And the data gets stored and then gets analysed using AI to analyse all this data. And they're looking for signatures in the data, I guess, to say what's happened after the particles have clashed. And this is where the big success came from. Now, remember, it's Einstein, E equals MC squared. And what's happening here is the clashing of the protons, the energy that's given off is converted into mass. And that mass constitutes new particles and new things. That's the complicated physics here. But it is based on E equals MC squared, so energy and mass. Now, the big success story is, of course, the Higgs boson. The other thing they found are what are called top quarks. Now, quarks are subatomic particles. The word quark comes from Finnegan's Wake, three quarks for Mustermark. That was a line that the physicist Michael Gell-Mann decided to call them quarks because he was a fan of Finnegan's Wake, which is unusual. But these particles, the top quarks, have been studied, and so has the Higgs boson. Now, what is the Higgs boson? Well, a guy called Higgs in 1964 theorized there would be a subatomic particle, and this particle would give other particles mass. Now, I know that's complicated, but it was theorized that they would create a field. It's called a bit like a magnetic field, I suppose. And that field would allow mass to emerge in a particle. So electrons have their mass because of the Higgs boson. Very complicated physics here, by the way. But Higgs theorized it in 64. And lo and behold, 2012, the CERN scientists announced that they had found the Higgs boson. And I remember the day because we were having a conference in Dublin in 2012. It was the Euroscience Open Forum. And I was the chair of the organizing committee, I'll have you know. And they announced that at our conference in the convention center, the head of CERN got up and he said, "We have found the Higgs boson." And he showed all this data. Now, of course, many of us couldn't understand it. But the truth is, they'd found what Higgs had theorized. And Higgs then won the Nobel Prize, actually, for this, because it was all true, because it was theoretical initially. And to try and understand what it is, it's always worth a joke. The Higgs boson walks into a church and the priest says, "We don't allow Higgs bosons in here." And Higgs replies, "Well, without me, you can't have mass." That's awful. That they have. But as I say, the Higgs boson gives something mass is the overall idea here. And the other one is, the other really nerdy joke is, the Higgs boson tried online dating, but every time it matched, it disappeared in less than a trillionth of a second. Now, that's because the Higgs boson only lasts a trillionth of a second, right? It's a very, very short time span. Can you imagine trying to detect it? It was incredible. But the wonderful science that confirmed this Higgs boson is amazing. And then it turns out that this Higgs's prediction came true. Subatomic particle allows everything to have mass. Now, what that means is, without Higgs bosons, nothing has mass and nothing but exists in the universe. It's sometimes called the God particle, which Higgs himself hated, of course, by the way. But still, that was the big success story, the discovery of the Higgs boson. Now, what they're also, you might be wondering, will this be anyway useful? Well, it's about energy in the end. And if we can crack subatomic physics in a way that we can capture energy, we can fuel the entire Earth. So really, the basic science happening, fundamental science that's happening, could be utilizable with new sources of energy. That's safe. That's one idea. Because when you clash protons together, the energy release is huge, and you could capture that, you could fuel the whole planet, and there wouldn't be any, the carbon footprint issues, and carbon dioxide wouldn't be emitted, and that kind of thing. So in other words, they're trying to get ways of capturing energy from the Higgs boson is one thing they're studying very closely. They're also creating, get this, micro black holes. Now, the black hole is famous in space. Remember, it's so dense, not even light can get out. The centre of every galaxy has a black hole, they think. And lo and behold, one thing that the proton clashing can create is tiny, tiny black holes. Now, that's good because you can study them and try and figure out what these black holes are doing and what they're made of. So again, we're learning about things like black holes as well. Now, the other thing to say is there's a big upgrade going on. They're upgrading the whole thing to discover yet more interesting facts about subatomic particles and maybe generate things that will be useful to us. And that's going to take till 2029. Now, at the moment, I am in News Talk and they're renovating the studio here. Hopefully, it'll be done sooner than 2029. But still, it's going to take quite a while to upgrade the Large Hadron Collider. And just to give you the scale of the overall thing, I love this because it's massive collaboration. There are 23 countries collaborating there, 15 associate countries, 17,000 scientists and engineers work there. Half the world's particle physicists are in CERN. From all these countries, all over the world, all working together with one goal, fundamental discovery, fundamental science. And Ireland is now one of the associate countries. So it's great to see that. October 22nd, 2025, just a few weeks ago, Ireland became an associate member and we get access. And as I say, it may help Irish industry because there are various applications ultimately that might come off this. So companies might be interested in, you know, going there and learning things as well. And you might wonder how much does it cost? It cost 4.6 billion euro to build a Large Hadron Collider. Sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it? And it costs an operating budget of 1.2 billion a year is spent. And all the countries chip in. In Ireland, we just give 1.9 million. And we still have associate membership, so it's great. But still, it's expensive to run this and employ all these people, you might say. But remember, that money recirculates because all the scientists spend their money in the economy and they buy their houses and do all kinds of things with the money. So it's kind of seen as not really costing as much as it sounds because the money does recirculate. And then remember, all this superb science is happening as well at the Large Hadron Collider. And it's great news that Ireland can be part of this. And who knows, maybe an Irish scientist will contribute to the next big discovery in the Large Hadron Collider. Wouldn't that be fantastic to see that happen? I have no doubt it does, because we have some great physicists, Irish physicists over there. And the very last thing I want to tell you is the very first particle accelerator collider was invented by an Irish scientist, Ernest Walton and Cockcroft in Cambridge. They were the first people to clash atoms together. And he won the Nobel Prize, Walton, for this. And guess what? His machine is in the lobby of CERN. Isn't that nice to mark the fact that they were the first scientists to set up a particle accelerator? And we'd like to see plug the Irish connection whenever we can. So isn't it appropriate now at last, given Ernest Walton's pioneering work, that Ireland has now joined CERN and is an associate member? So there you have it. I hope that was reasonably understandable. Some of the physics is tough, but that is the science of the Large Hadron Collider and Ireland's associate membership of CERN. And thanks, as ever, for listening. And of course, my podcast is available every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts, and is a News Talk production.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.